Welcome to Nightcast.
Hello, this is Dale speaking to you from Death's Door. Man flu. Tonight's episode's going to be a little bit different as I've got to be honest with you, I'm recording this from my bed and it's just been one of those weekends. Well, I've been struck down by the dreaded man flu, which tends to occur on time every year about this time. So tonight's episode is going to be a bit different. This might actually serve as a good starting point if you can't be bothered to listen to the first seven episodes, as we're going to be running through a kind of best of collage type thing for tonight's episode. So without much further ado, because I need to get some sleep, tonight's episode is literally going to be a best of the first seven episodes. As always, if you've got any ideas for future episodes, do get in touch at contact.nightcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at night.cast.
October is for smokers in October. And dry January is for alcoholics in January. What No Scroll September is it's a means of getting you to get out of the house a bit more, basically. Effectively, it's an idea that's come about from some absolute genius online where we are expected for the whole month from the 1st of September to the 30th of September to go without touching Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, VK, whatever the hell you use. And I think it's a really good initiative because one of the big things that's come out recently is the effect that social media does have on a person's psyche. We're going to kind of touch on that a bit more in another show. Nightcast will be doing that, Andy. Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do it. I think Kayleigh's probably going to do it as well, which is good.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing she'll be listening to the podcast like she always does. But yeah, hopefully she'll also take part. But the Nightcast Instagram page has been updated. So it's night.cast as opposed to the old one we were using under the Captain's Gold Media banner. And we won't be posting on there or checking it until the 1st of October, which is probably a little bit unorthodox for a podcast, which is wanting to get out there a bit more on social media. But you know what? We never exactly do anything by the book here. I know myself, I've actually stopped logging into Facebook, etc. as of the 31st of August. I was dead keen.
Good on you. I've stopped using Twitter, so it's positive. I don't even use Twitter. Stop using it anyway.
I was going to say, I don't think anyone uses Twitter. There's a guy I know who me and the wife know from the theatre, Durham Dramatic Society, who uses Twitter. And he simply uses it because he has no reason for using Facebook. He doesn't have any pictures. That's the problem.
Good man.
You go in his house and where you'd normally find pictures of like someone's family, or even in those ones where the guy's really egotistical and he's like naked with like a lion draped over him, he just has bare walls. Literally, you'll have a frame with nothing in it. That's the sort of guy he is.
Sounds an absolute psycho.
he kind of looks like it too, but again, we're not naming names here, so it's okay for me to say that and stop at that point. But yeah, search for it online, hashtag No Scroll September. It's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, I'm sure people on Twitter, well, people on Twitter shouldn't be discussing it, it's September the bloody 2nd, but point is, give it a go. We at Nightcast obviously are massive advocates for mental health, and we do think it's going to make a massive difference to your life to be able to reconnect with your loved ones without doing it through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the lot. Won't overbore you with that, but that was tonight's of the news. So basically, No Scroll September, do take part. If you've got any thoughts about No Scroll September, do as our good friend Chris Porter did, and I'll get on to his email in a second, and email us in at contact.nightcast@gmail.com.
What a boy. He's been in touch, hasn't he?
He certainly has, yeah. So I'll read the email out. So, hey up, cheers for the shout-out on your last podcast. I was literally driving my moped on the way to work, just as Andy described it, when I was listening to your podcast. You guys are doing an awesome job on the podcast. Keep it up. And he's ending this with a fact. By the way, did you know that around 14,000 people die every year in road traffic accidents in Vietnam? Pray for Porter. Yeah, thoughts on that?
Thoughts on that? It's, yeah, the Vietnamese are... all I'm going to say is there's no real rules of the road. I think it's... You just wherever you go on.
Oh, well, I'll have strapping giant Nephilim children. if I sleep with this man who's 6 foot six,
he's a rough, tough guy. They'll protect me from anything. But that doesn't necessarily work if he treats you lighter.
I think
which is what I think you find a lot with these bad boys. And I think they're sexy, but they know it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the worst bit is they kind of use it to their advantage.
Are you speaking Aidan Turner from Poldark?
I don't actually watch Baldock. I have no idea. I don't watch a lot of TV because I'm not... I've got a dissertation to write.
I love the fact I can bring up a pop culture reference or a show that I don't even watch myself, but just know that a lot of women go on about it. And
I have seen him. People. I do know he's very yummy, but I don't know if he's a good boy or a bad boy.
I get the impression I've seen
a clip on Gogglebox though, and he was trying. He didn't rape anyone. He didn't coerce anyone. Mm. But he was like, this lass was going, no, grab your chambers. And he's like, no, you know you want it. And I kind of thought, you know what, you're being a bit unnecessary there, pal. That's not right. She said, no, you should just walk right out of there.
In the Tonight Live style of going off topic slightly, this brings me, funny enough, onto an article I read in Men's Health once. And quite literally, I don't know if I've told you this before, but for the people listening. The Men's Health article quite literally said something along the lines of, if she says no, it probably means yes. And I'm not even kidding you.
Damn it.
I remember reading that thinking, what the hell have I bought this magazine for?
See, that's the problem I have with things like that. Yeah. I mean, the men's general magazines, that's what I'm talking about, this big lad culture.
Yeah.
It's for some reason, is disrespect suddenly fashionable?
The funny thing is they had the cheek to actually, I can't remember the name of the university, but they put a scientific study on it as well to say this was scientifically proven.
No way!
So some psychologist somewhere. Yeah, let's just go with that, because I can't, in the university of somewhere, someplace. He basically, she could have been male.
Dr. Smith at the University of Sheffield. I'm not disparaging the University of Sheffield. I'm sure it's a fine institution.
And you just said Dr. Smith, so just to clarify, is anyone there?
Talking John Smith, John Doe, Dr. Doe.
Do you have to disclaimer you get at the end of movies? This story isn't meant to represent anyone.
Yes, there's a disclaimer. These are people made up that we have no idea.
It was like at the bottom, it was a scientific study from some university, and apparently, if she says no, it probably means yes.
That is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like maybe if you're getting into it and she's like, oh my god, no, we shouldn't. Like if it's a cheeky kind of no, she's like, oh my god, I don't think we should do this. Like we really shouldn't, should we? Like she's obviously just trying to banter to make it sexy. But if she's been there like, no, get out my chambers. She's like, no, get out my bedroom.
Which is the thing.
I would vacate that bedroom.
Yeah, which is the thing. It's like I think there's kind of a weird sort of thing with men nowadays where. Like I said,
I mean, we're not animals anymore. It's not a case of just jumping on her, grabbing her by the neck, and then doing the deed.
Do you not feel in some sense we kind of are? Because with all of the kind of the developments in the way modern kind of courting is portrayed, I'm using an old fashioned term of courting.
Courting.
I'm so old.
That's what my nanny is.
It's like back in the day, going back to your very first point, grandma and granddad could meet and get together because there was no kind of prerequisite, kind of, don't treat her this way or she'll tell you you're misogynist or don't say this because she'll say, did you assume I was a female? And it's like dating nowadays is 10 times harder than back
then. It seemed a lot more straightforward back then. And I know obviously we didn't have the rights or the education advances that we did back then as we do now.
We're an under-8s junior school team versus Barcelona's first team.
Yeah, and it was absolutely horrendous. Getting back to my playing in league. So having a go playing in an indoor league, ball hit my wrist, the ball hit my hand, and it wasn't even that hard, but I knew straight away something was up, and I knew it was more than a sprain. I thought, it just feels a little bit strange. I got in the car, I drove home, and I could feel my wrist starting to lock up. And as per usual, it's like when you're absolutely desperate for the toilet, you kind of get the keys in the door. I'm like fighting to get the keys in the door. I'm rushing. I absolutely bolted up the stairs, run as fast as I can. I literally fall forward straight away on the wrist again, and I just felt it. I thought, nah, that's the summit just really gone there.
Can I use that? Sorry, can I just use that for a moment? Anybody at home who has had one of those events where they've been that desperate for the toilet, they've physically hurt themselves, please do send us an email or message, because it's the first I've heard of that the excuse for you breaking your wrist was you were desperate for the loo.
Yeah, you're ready to bust. Yeah, literally, yeah. I was going to bust. I was fighting, you know, ran upstairs, you know, fell forward. The next day,
would be like his old age pensioner.
It was horrendous. I woke up the next day and my wrist, if anyone's ever broke the wrist, you know, essentially your wrist locks itself in place. I woke up, my wrist was locked in place. You know, I went up to see, you know, my mum. Straight away she said, you need to go to accident emergency about that. I went, no, I'll be all right. And she went, no, go and see about it. So I went along. Quite quickly, the guy just said to us, he went, yeah, you probably just sprained it. Got an x-ray, and then he just said, stop moving your wrist. You brought your wrist in two places. So to be honest, it's from there, it's really kind of snowballed in. It took about 8 weeks for it to kind of heal, but for the past couple of years, it still hasn't been right. And, you know, got into kind of just bloody CrossFit. CrossFit is, if anyone hasn't done CrossFit, CrossFit's for like complete lunatics. It's brilliant. It's, you know, it's, but you know, if people who are really good at CrossFit, they're phenomenal athletes. These people are athletes.
I saw my first, just quickly putting this in, my first experience of CrossFit was someone stood on a medicine ball, trying to do a squat on a medicine ball with at least, I would say, 60, 70 kilograms on the bar. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're on a medicine ball, trust me, that's going to snap your neck.
They're absolutely phenomenal. There was a documentary on Netflix about a guy called, I think it was Rich Froning, and I think it was called the fittest man on the planet. Yeah, it's something like that, or on Earth, or... recommend that, get yourself on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix. Get yourself, watch that, and you'll really get your eyes open to kind of what
I am literally just googling the actual title for that to make sure we've got that one right. Hang on a second. And I do believe it was Fittest Man on Earth.
There you go.
Yeah. That looks like it was right. If I'm wrong, do get back in touch, because I'm normally wrong.
Well, basically, the CrossFit is interval training. You know, it gets you so fit. Getting back to my broken wrist, I've been suffering. I've been doing a lot of kind of basically lifting a bar, and it's called clean and jerk. And it really, you've got to have a lot of mobility about kind of your wrists. And I was always finding my broken left wrist, I always really struggled. And then, obviously, got talking to you over the past few weeks, and I said, yeah, I'm going to the gym a lot. And you said, have you tried CBD?
The boxing fight, obviously, between KSI and Logan Paul was deemed to be reality, but realistically, it was reality TV. And we know what that means. It was designed, as you said before, as entertainment, and it was made to look real so that people got more involved with it. Would you agree?
Yeah, Dale, it's, you know, all this is, and you've got to look back and you think in your head, this is like in the UK anyway. I'm not sure where the other Big Brother started. I think the first Big Brother started in 2000. So you talk 18 years ago.
I'm sad enough to know the answer. Sorry, I'm sad enough to know the answer. It was started in Holland.
There you go.
It was started in Holland. I only know that because once upon a time I was a massive Big Brother fan. I'm talking the first maybe 4 to 5 series. After that, no.
And you probably watched them end credits and saw the name come up.
Yeah, I was sat at the end. Here's a sad fact, okay, before we go too far off the topic. I was one of the people who used to watch the live streams back in the day when Channel 4... you make it sound a bit creepy now, but yeah. So back in the day when Channel 4 used to have the rights to it, they used to literally have a live stream on the red button, and you could literally watch. Now, I'm not recommending watching people sleep or anything like that, but it did make for interesting... I say interesting as a social experiment. It made for interesting viewing to see just what people got up to when they didn't realize the cameras were rolling. Yeah, I don't want to get too far into that topic because it's going to be really weird.
Let's just quickly wrap that one up. It's just you're a teenage boy in your room on a night. You had a boner, and you were just looking for something to happen.
Well, not from watching people sleep on Big Brother.
I'll tell you what, I was watching it for the they always used to have a jacuzzi. And I was just like, oh, what are they going to do in the jacuzzi? Nothing ever really happened. I always remember. Well, no, there was a character, there was a girl in it. It was one of the later ones. She was called McCausey.
Yes, I remember that.
Remember McCausey, and she reckoned there was a guy called Anthony who'd got her pregnant in the hot tub. And that was like a scandal the next day. You went to school and you were like, did you see Big Brother last night? And you were like, yeah, have you seen what's come out? And it's like, it was like scandal. And I think we were talking about that for days at school.
The worst bit, Anthony, who you just mentioned there, he was a northeastern boy too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I remember at the time, I think he was a hairdresser and he worked for Saks. I don't know if anybody went to Saks.
Did he do your hair?
No, he didn't. He didn't do mine. But I remember at the time, you know, just going about getting me Barna chopped. I remember Saks were using him as like kind of like the poster boy for Saks at one point. But getting back to Logan Paul and yeah. KSI, I think all it is it's reality TV, but just up to the next level. I think this is just where it's evolved to. And it's now, reality is now really kind of reality TV in the respect of YouTube is kind of now far, it's smashing back and it's pushing well away from old-fashioned channel watching TV media. I think it's gone, and this is where, and the entertainment, it's just entertainment. Now we're going across to America and we'll watch them fight in America.
In contrast to the current state YouTube's in, where they basically do broadcast their own material and there's lots of money in YouTube, if you want an example of YouTube back in its earlier days when it was in its infancy, you can see Andy B, my wonderful co-anchor, in a couple of videos on YouTube. I would recommend searching for them. I can't remember the titles though, so it might be quite hard. But to be fair, they served as an example of what YouTube used to be like. So in one instance, Andy is redesigning his own Fiat Punto and beautiful bright orange, yeah. With one of our friends, Neil. And what was that? Sorry,
it was. So if you type in "Pimp My Ride Lumley Style," you'll get it. Still on there.
I can't believe you actually remember the title of the video.
I can still remember it. Do you know what it's got? I last looked. I think I looked probably about 2 years ago. It had about 700 views. I think 670 of those views were probably me. Just looking at that.
And in a weird kind of way, this is Andy trying to kind of use the platform of this podcast to extend the popularity of two videos that have been on YouTube for, was it 12 years?
Get back, yeah. We were, you know what I mean? Dale, I think you set my YouTube account up. We were the original. We've been running longer than KSI.
That channel's still up. And I dare say that your channel is older than Logan Paul. Logan Paul's channel, not Logan Paul, the person. KSI, I think you were the original YouTuber.
ASMR. Seriously, I do as well. It's the saddest thing.
I listened to, have you heard Whispers Red? She's fantastic. That redhead lady, she's beautiful. She's got such a lovely voice.
I've been listening to, and this is going to sound weird because they're a lot younger than me. No, that's the thing. It's just, it's. I don't know, just seem to do her best, but GB is one of them. She's the most popular one on there, I think. She's fantastic. And there's this British lass who's just got a really soothing voice. And it's weird because you sat there basically listening to someone talk. But they do it in such a way where, you know...
I mean, I'm not going to lie, the first time I listened to one, I couldn't stop laughing just because it was just simply like, it was just the way it was set up. But like, as soon as I'm on my own in bed trying to sleep and she's there just like, and now we're going to listen to a hairbrush. Like, it sounds so absurd when you're sat here, like, awake and just bantering, but when you're asleep in bed, like, I swear to God, her voice is just the best. I could listen to it all night. I'm like, talk to me, baby.
I found it totally by accident. I was
it's wonderful stuff.
I was on the YouTube looking for live videos, because I'm sad like that, and I like to see what's actually happening now. And I think it might have been Whispers Ready, She German.
No.
Right, because there was a German one on, and it was just titled, it was something like the ASMR, and I actually thought the woman had a problem, if I'm being blunt, because she was doing this
It sounds like
thing.
It would be a condition, doesn't it?
It doesn't help that in this particular one. All she was doing on this live video was stroking this microphone in front of me and going, and I got the impression, I don't know, I thought it was a condition. I thought ASMR was a condition. She was sort of like,
oh, the poor girl, why does she need to do that?
Yeah.
And then you realise she's just being one of those people who whisper into a microphone, absolute sweet nothings.
And the thing is, when I was sitting listening to her, I was kind of going, thinking, well, is this like, I don't know, is she trying to comfort the other people suffering from ASMR? And then I started to Google it and I was like, oh, that's what it is, right. So it's really difficult. It was great though, because you know what, it was relaxing. And in a strange way, I think it was kind of like one of those things where you're not sure if you want to enjoy it because you don't know what it is and it's a bit weird. I was kind of sat there going,
listening to people whispering and brushing their hair, yeah, and just, you know, glugging bottles. Like, it's fabulous stuff when you're tired and you're insomniac and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep. But when you're sat around with your friends and you're like, hey guys, listen to this, and they're looking at you like, seriously?
There is a very...
you're like, guys, it's not the same.
There's a very seedy side to ASMR as well, because there's a couple of, I think one's German, Russian, but there's a couple of Russian girls on there.
Oh, and, God.
No, seriously. I mean, they don't do anything dirty, which is good, because, I mean, I'd have a lot of questions asked about me and my marriage if I was watching stuff like that. But they have...
I'd have a lot of questions.
They have videos on there like, I'm going to tickle your microphones. And I'm not even kidding. You can Google this. There's one of them that's called something like Valeria. I can't get through any of those without laughing my tits off, because literally the titles are so freaking bizarre.
Haven't with Andy for a while.
You know, that's the big thing. That's the big thing. And a big thing that I kind of say, I'm pleased everyone's not the same.
I think what would be nice is if we did get together and do that James Blunt tribute act, or maybe like X Factor or something.
I think that could be Christmas special.
Yeah, we could do it. We could go on. You can be James Blunt. I'll be James Blunt's guitar. And you can sing You're Beautiful. Do you want to give them, the guys at home, a little bit of a preview right now?
It's something like, how would I used to do it? My love is brilliant. My love is pure. He's still about, isn't he?
He is. Do you know what's funny? I've got a lot of time for him. If you've ever been on Twitter,
he's
obviously
really funny. He's really funny.
He is. I mean, the guy's pretty down to earth. I mean, bear in mind, and funny enough, we can tie this into the whole kind of war army thing. People forget this guy was a serving soldier.
Good link in.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's just got a cracking personality for a celebrity. He was actually at the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And the thing is, he actually looked like the most out of place person there, just because you're kind of watching it with all these, you know, glitzy, glamorous people. And there's James Blunt, and he just looks like salt of the earth. Can't fault him. As you would say, he's a man's man.
He's a man's man. Yeah.
He is a man's man. What have we got planned for next week's episode?
Tricky one. Have we already discussed something? I bet we bloody have.
We probably did. I mean, bear in mind, you're the house of ideas when it comes to the, you know, the episode conversation.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Big thing at the moment. We can tell I'm making this up on the spot. It's absolutely we need to have a little. You put me right on the spot here.
To be fair, okay, just as a general preview, the topics that are going to be coming up, whether it be next week or never, are as follows. So we're looking at...
Sorted. I tell you what we're going to talk about.
Is it plastic surgery?
Nope. We're going to talk about, a big date is coming up. It's kind of an anniversary of a massive event that happened in America. A little bit of kind of... Next week is going to be a little bit of...
not well, some people might call it a conspiracy podcast. Why don't we go into 9/11 a little bit?
Well, it will be the 9th of the 9th, because obviously this is a Sunday podcast, but yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, we'll go into a little bit of the conspiracy stuff, the original story that come out. I think we're okay to talk about it now. I think it's been a little bit of time. And yeah, we'll go into it and we'll just kind of talk about, you know, some of our opinions on it. Because I know we were kind of, you know, back in the day, I think us, well, I know I definitely was, and I think you were as well. We were both jumped on the David Icke bandwagon of conspiracy theories, and I think everyone was kind of sucked in, and you know where we were at then, and we can talk about where we're at now. So yeah, preview next week is going to be, we're going to dig into 9/11 stuff.
9/11 stuff. Well, just as a disclaimer as well, we're going to do it tastefully. We're not going to go down the Alex Jones route and get ourselves banned from every possible platform, because that guy is a muppet.
I agree, and I find him, I just find him like tiresome, just tiring. He's tiring, really tiring. And some of the stuff he comes out with, it's just so almost just like out of nowhere. And you think, where's that come from? And you're just thinking, oh, Alex, just you're embarrassing yourself. Go on, Dale.
I was just going to say, I think what we should do is, he's not really a legend, but I think for the Balco conversation, I think we should touch on an episode where we literally just shout at the audience for about 2 hours straight about nothing.
Yeah, just about how everything's corrupt and just... To be honest, it's InfoWars, isn't it? I just tire up. And some of his numbers he's another one with statistics. So some of the statistics he pumps out of like viewers and listeners that he's got and are absolute like garbage.
He's the guy who set off that whole Sandy Hook controversy, where he was suggesting the victims in like these three different shootings were actors. Portrayed to look sad so the media could get good photos. It's scary when you get someone saying something like that, because, and how do I put this? It's wrong to suggest that, but at the same time, I don't know.
Congratulations, because it's vulgar.
So you know what? You've just given
the clip I saw, two best friends who've never had any romantic attachment for each other, just wanted to try it out and see what it was like. And I was like, do you have any idea how much you just effed up your friendship? Like, dude.
Yeah, that takes me back to that film. I remember watching, I can't remember what it was called, but had Mila Kunis in.
Friends with Benefits.
Yes, there you go. Thank you for that.
I love a bit of Mila Kunis.
Now on Netflix, I believe, just in case.
I've got DVD.
Just to mix in that. Oh, Katie's got on DVD.
Who doesn't like a bit of rough and tumble, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, isn't that film basically about two best friends who decide, you know what, nothing else is happening, let's just do some stuff?
I mean, it's been a while since I've watched it, but yeah, I think that they're two best friends, Justin and Mila, and they're not really getting anywhere in the dating lark, you know. She's meeting dicks and he's not getting the right kind of women. So they think themselves, well, I actually don't want a relationship. I just kind of want a bit of, you know, sexual healing. So they decided to become friends with benefits, mm-hmm. because, you know, they're best friends. It's not going to affect them personally.
Yeah.
They're just going to get what they want on the side of things, and they'll still get on because they're best friends. And I think eventually, obviously, the inevitable happens and they start falling for each other. And it's kind of a rom-com. I don't want to say what the ending is to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it. But...
Oh, let me guess, it'd be one of those ends where they just end up together anyway.
I don't know, I'm not telling you.
There
are some listeners who haven't seen the movie, they don't want me to ruin the ending.
The film, I've got to be honest with you, I wouldn't normally do this, but this sounds like the whole fanboy response. But to be fair, the film's probably, what, 6-7-year-old now? So you've probably seen it, and if you haven't, you're probably not interested.
I actually had this argument on Twitter once with this guy, because I spot the ending of Buffy. I was like, Buffy didn't finish for 15 years. If you haven't watched the end of Buffy, where have you been?
Well, yeah, I mean, surely that was a cool
because thing. Have you heard about, like, they're doing a reboot of Buffy?
They're not.
Well, they are, but there's crossed lines about what it is and what it isn't. Apparently, they are setting it in the same universe, but everyone thought it was going to be Buffy remade, like the same characters, mm-hmm. just different actors. And, I mean... I mean, I kind of said to them, because, you know, the ending of Buffy, I'm going to spoil it, by the way, so spoiler alert, block of ears if you don't want to hear it. Spoiler alert.
You should know what the end is.
You should know what the end is, because it's 15 years ended, okay? it's like asking what the end of Dirty Dancing or Top Gun is, you know, it's your own fault you haven't watched it.
It's like asking who won the World Cup in 1966. Yeah. most people know the answer to that.
Yeah, even if you're not a football fan, you don't know the answer, you can't be angry at people for spoiling it.
Yeah, it was Germany. Anyway.
So at the end of the Buffy series, you know, Buffy uses her powers to awaken other slayers in the world. Mm-hmm. And I said on Twitter in a post that it should be, you know, it should be a new slayer, one of those girls who got awakened rather than follow Buffy, because Buffy had her moment. And to be honest with me, I mean, I love Buffy. Buffy was perfect.
But the
I
reason it not, ended is because it was the right time to end.
If they go back to the beginning of Buffy, there's not a thing I would want them to change, including the actors, including, I know it was, I think people have problem with it being, you know, like it was prolifically white. You know, there was not very many black actors and actresses in, but the ones who were in it were fantastic.
Big shout.
And they're like, oh my god, someone was like we've never had a black slayer, and I was like, that just proves you've never watched the show, because yes, we did. Yeah, there was one called Kendra from Jamaica. So you are absolutely lying. You have no idea what you're talking about.
The dude with the twin, Nicholas
Brendan.
He's had prison jail time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been battling depression, and I think he fell into drugs or alcohol abuse. I mean, I follow him on Facebook, and he's always like, oh, and you know, I thank you guys for your following. You know, the fan support makes me feel so much better about it. And he's kind of in and out of rehab.
See, the best fact I found out about him after the show ended was that he's a twin. And even though his twin appeared in the show.
He did, yeah, because there's an episode where Xander gets split.
Yeah, and
he's this.
I found that odd because he just doesn't look like a twin. I always thought
that it was just, you know the way they dub them in sometimes. Yeah. But I mean, I always found it suspicious that there was never any, like, you know, you, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, you can tell when things were, like, photoshopped in.
Trying to do this every week.
I was generally worried tonight that you weren't actually going to remember.
Yeah, do you know what? I was going to go to the gym and get the Wi-Fi there. But then I realised the gym shuts on a Sunday at 9:30. So... You know what I mean? And I thought, yeah, if we're planning to be on at 9 o'clock, and it'll always be, we'll probably be on about 15 past or 20 past by the time this actually works. Good podcast.
Well, it's 9:24 now, Andy. It's 9:24 now. We're 12 minutes in. Imagine you're in the gym. What do you do?
I would have to tell you we've got 6 minutes left and I'll have to leave. It's like... Do you know the only way I can describe this? The only way I can describe it, right? So, obviously, when I'm, you know, everybody, you know, knows I'm down in Wales, and, you know, pretty much alone down here. I've got very little friends.
Beautiful Wales. We love Wales.
Yep, I've got very little friends down here. So to be honest, I've just been really, you know, night after night, just really getting into the gym. And, you know, the gym's open at 10 o'clock on a night, but what I find, and the only way I can describe it, and I think we've all had that feeling before, you know when you're not wanted anymore, when it's someone's giving you hints, it's time to leave. And start, like, it's amazing, like a gym, it's almost if they're saying, we need to pack the gym away for the night, come on, off you go, we are open till 10, but 9:30 is about the time you need to be leaving, because I'm putting all the weights away. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not using any of the big weights. I'm just, you know, to be honest, just pissing about, to be honest.
Pissing about in the gym, standards.
What?
It's pissing about in the gym, standards.
Yeah, do you know what? I still can't actually work out what I want to do. I sometimes think that I want to be functionally fit. I want to be, you know, on cardio, on a real engine. Then I want to bulk, and then I want to be, yeah. I start reading this, this Joe Wicks guy.
Joe Wicks.
He was more like functional fitness stuff. I start getting into him and. Problem is, it's like at any of these, there's loads of these books, and to be honest, I think you get like 4 pages in, and then I'm absolutely bored out of my mind, and I don't follow it through. You know, these self-help books, I think most people get a few pages in and then just like feel better that they've got that book and they are going to really follow it, and
but then it's like, oh, I'll do that tomorrow.
I'll be honest with you, right? I'm in the same boat at the minute. If you probably don't know me if you listen to this at home, unless you're Chris, of course. But me, I used to be a fat waller, right? And I lost loads of weight to get in the armed forces. We discussed the armed forces last week. We're not going to bore you with that. Yeah. Yep.
Still, what do you reckon you were at your heaviest?
At my heaviest, I was about 16 and a half stone. So what's that in American? So if in case we've got American listeners out there.
Google it.
You've oh, bollocks, right. Okay, hold on.
So if you you're 16 and a half stone, you're 5'9"?
Jesus, man, no, 5'10".
All right, 5'10", Jesus. Sorry for offending.
Well, come on, you're the same height, yeah?
Well, this is the thing. And this is the thing that I'll explain to everyone that's listening out there. So we've known each other, obviously, you know, I don't know, nearly 15 years now, right?
Over
15 years, right? And to be honest, like, we used to, you know, we still speak a lot. We still speak regular and, you know, but we used to see each other a lot more. But obviously, you know, life gets in the way. Life gets busy and... Anyway, but there was times where I remember going to, because I used to go to Dale's house every Sunday religiously. Probably why my
church, basically, wasn't it? That was the church that you visited.
Yeah, that was my church of going to Dale's family home, and I go there every week, you know. And one thing I noticed: some days I was taller than you, or some days. Can you not remember this? Or somebody were taller than me. It was like weird.
It's a bit strange. There was like one night when we were on a night out and I looked at you and for once it felt like I was actually kind of a couple of inches, not even a couple of inches, like maybe an inch up. And then a couple of weeks later, you were taller. It just, how does that work?
I don't know, because at the time when we're talking about this, we were both fully grown. You know, we ain't having a growth spurt. It was just a bit weird.
It was. It's one of those things. I think it's weirder that you actually used to visit my place every Sunday, and the mass that you attended was the weekly domestic, which in a household of my size was quite an event.
Dill, what you're saying? You're saying happy homes.
If happy homes create happy children, and I'm certainly a happy child, just the household wasn't.
Yeah, cut the tension with a knife. But I tell you what, you know, I can't really talk. You know, I come from a little bit of a broken home, but you know what I mean. It's stuff didn't work out, and you know what I mean. It's, you know, mums and dads. I think
I was gonna say you had a similar upbringing to Ed Sheeran, though, didn't you?
Yeah, quite similar, yeah. Except I think he's a multi-millionaire now, isn't he?
you're still keen, by the way. 16 and a half in 16 and a half stone in American. As I'm going to refer to it as American because no one else uses pounds and kilograms. 220. What's that?
Go on. What's that in pounds?
Okay, 229 pounds, right? Which means absolutely bottle to me, because I wouldn't have known what that was otherwise, or 104.1 kilograms.
You'd probably be a UFC heavyweight at that.
If heavyweight.
I don't know.
I was going to say, if they have a heavyweight class for just born idle fat idiots, then definitely.
Thanks for listening. Everything should be back to normal next week. Should be. I'm confident that man flu doesn't tend to last for longer than a few days. But if you want to get in touch about anything regarding the show, anything at all, do contact us at contact.nightcast@gmail.com, and please follow us on Instagram at night.cast. This is Dale, and on behalf of the team, Angie and Kayleigh included, we'll see you again next time. Take care.